In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. His name means strength of God. He is represented with a stick of scented lily, which he gave to our mother, the Virgin Mary, at the time of the Annunciation, and which represents the immaculate purity of the Blessed Virgin. The Feast of the Annunciation is celebrated on March 25th. Saint Gabriel is the messenger of God par excellence, and the one who communicates to men the great news from God. In the Old Testament, he tells the prophet Daniel about the important events that will take place for the people of Israel. It says, "While I, Daniel, was contemplating the vision, someone with the appearance of a man stood in front of me, and I heard a voice shouting and saying, 'Gabriel, explain the vision to him.' He came close to where I was, and as he approached, I fell on my face. He told me, 'Listen, son of man, that the vision is about the end of times. I am going to teach you what will happen at the end of the time of wrath, because that time will end.' I was still in prayer when that man Gabriel, whom I saw in the vision, flying quickly, came to me about the time of the evening sacrifice. He came, and talking to me, he told me, 'Daniel, I come now to make you understand. When you began your prayer, the order was given, and I come to make it known to you, because you are the preferred. So hear the word and understand the vision. 70 weeks are fixed on your people and on your holy city to put an end to transgression and cancel sin, to atone for iniquity and bring eternal justice, to seal the vision and prophecy and anoint the Holy of Holies.'" Gabriel also hints at a time of immense spiritual blessings with the coming of the Messiah. "I saw one coming on the clouds of heaven as a son of man who came to the old man, and he was given the lordship, the glory, and the empire, and all the peoples, nations, and languages served him, and his dominion is an eternal dominion and will not end, and his empire an empire that will never disappear." Here the Messiah promised to the people of Israel is clearly spoken of. For this reason, Saint Gabriel the Archangel is clearly, since the Old Testament, the ambassador of God for the great events of the people of God. This is clearly manifested in the New Testament, announcing the birth of John the Baptist and of Jesus. Saint Gabriel the Archangel says to Zechariah, "I am Gabriel, I attend before God, and I have been sent to speak to you and communicate this good news to you. Behold, you will be mute and will not be able to speak until the day this is accomplished, because you have not believed my words that will be fulfilled in due time." But above all, he announces to Mary the great news of the birth of the Savior. In the 6th month, Saint Gabriel the Archangel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The name of the virgin was Mary, and presenting himself to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." Mary is frightened at the sight of the angel, who had made it clear from the beginning that he was coming from God. And God, through Saint Gabriel the Archangel, tells her the beautiful words of the Hail Mary prayer, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee," divine and evangelical words, whose repetition in the Hail Mary can only be a source of immense blessings for believers. And Saint Gabriel the Archangel continues saying to her, "Do not fear, Mary, because you have found favor with God, and you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, whom you will name Jesus. He will be great and called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and will reign in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Next, the Archangel explains to her the miraculous conception of Jesus. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the virtue of the Most High will cover you with his shadow, and therefore the begotten Son will be holy, and will be called the Son of God. And Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a child in her old age, and this is already the 6th month of who was called sterile, because for God there is nothing impossible." And Mary said, "You see before you the Lord's servant, let it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. There is a significant detail that must be noted about Saint Gabriel, the ambassador of God. Saint Gabriel greets Mary with the hail. In Greek, it is rejoice, which was the normal greeting among Greeks. But the greeting from God goes beyond the human greeting, because the divine greeting is fixed on her soul, which is immaculate, and says full of grace. That is the highest compliment that a human being could have received from God, and that no one but she has ever been told. Full of grace, that is, full of God, totally full, without the slightest trace of sin. For this reason, we also say to our Mother the Virgin Mary, to honor her, most blessed, most pure, immaculate. The Virgin Mary in her humility does not understand how God has chosen her and cannot understand how it will be carried out, because she has made a vow of virginity, but the angel clarifies that the child to be born will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. In this embassy, St. Gabriel the Archangel presents himself to humanity as the great communicator, the great messenger, as if he were God's courier. That is why Pope St. Paul VI named St. Gabriel the Archangel the patron saint of the post office, postmen, postal workers, and philatelists by the apostolic letter Quando Quidem of December 9, 1972. Pope Venerable Pius XII appointed him patron of telecommunications and communicators by the apostolic brief of January 12, 1951, where he says, "At the request of many notable people who work in telecommunications, and who have asked that they be granted St. Gabriel the Archangel as celestial patron, we have decided to welcome this request that also responds to our wishes. Therefore, using our apostolic power, we forever constitute and declare St. Gabriel the celestial patron archangel before God of telecommunications, its specialists, and all employees, granting St. Gabriel all the honors and privileges." St. Gabriel the Archangel, God's ambassador, is also the patron of ambassadors and diplomats, radio announcers and television employees and operators, as well as telephone operators, have him as patron. Likewise, all messengers. Today, there are many who consider him the patron of net citizens and the internet. In a word, everything that refers to the communication of news by the well-known media and by those who come in the future are within the protection of St. Gabriel the Archangel. St. Mechtilda of Hackborn recounts, "One day I saw the Archangel St. Gabriel, who was going before the Virgin Mary with a golden scepter, on which were written in gold letters, 'Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.'" God had given the mystic Father John Edward Lammy the grace to see his guardian angel, and as a special protector, the Archangel St. Gabriel. On May 18, 1912, he was cleaning the church when St. Gabriel appeared to him and said, "Attention! You are going to pray in front of the Virgin Mary," and the Virgin Mary appears to him, surrounded by at least 60 angels. Father John Edward Lammy tells us, "On March 15, 1918, I noticed that the church tiles were very dirty, and I wanted to clean them, but I heard St. Gabriel the Archangel and my guardian angel speak, saying, 'It's useless. Sometimes when they want to tell me something, they talk to each other and let me understand what they are saying.' A few hours later, the explosion came in the chapel. That day, by inspiration of the angels, I had not stopped to pray as I normally did. In the atmosphere, toxic gases had expanded that worsened my right eye. But amid the tragedy, an admirable Eucharistic miracle occurred. The ciborium with the hosts remained outside of the tabernacle in the air. The archpriest of St. Denis, after having verified the miracle, took the ciborium to the greater tabernacle. I saw the ciborium in the air. My guardian angel has a round head and is beautiful with wavy black hair. The Archangel St. Gabriel has short wavy hair. St. Gabriel has a larger head than the other angels. That is why I recognize a higher category angel. During the war, I would visit the wounded at the station and see the Holy Archangel and my guardian angel blessing them. Sometimes in the train station, there were 600 or 700 wounded. The Holy Archangel and my guardian angel were with me. When the Archangel was there, I saw clearly, I saw the consciences. He gave absolution with the conviction that there was a 99% certainty that they received it fruitfully. Our Mother the Virgin Mary had said to St. Gabriel the Archangel, "Take care of him." One day, Father John Edward Lammy had left the chapel of Our Lady of the Forest at sunset. He walked, leaning forward, so as not to catch the last rays of the sun in his eyes. He couldn't see almost anything because he was half blind. Suddenly, a cyclist appears in front of him. The cyclist would have run over him for sure, but the Archangel St. Gabriel took his bike by both wheels and gently set it aside. the archangel had taken the bicycle with the man on it and placed it on the grass at the side of the road. The man gaped, staring at Father John Edward Lammy and the angel. The father had a crazy desire to laugh, seeing the amazement of that young man, but the father restrained himself so as not to offend him, and he walked away from the young man on the bicycle and the other one who was coming after and who had seen everything. Father John Edward Lammy says, "The first rider shouted to the second, 'There are two, there are two.' I think he was referring to the archangel and me. The other did not understand. The Virgin Mary had entrusted me to the archangel, and he protected me. This event was discussed later in neighborhood meetings, and I pretended to know nothing." The angels also protected me from the bees in the summer of 1923. Since I have poor eyesight, they defended me. I entered the chapel after a walk through the woods, where there are quite a few swarms. I had picked some flowers near a swarm without realizing that there were bees on the flowers. When I entered the chapel, a large number of them followed me, and at that moment I heard these words, "Don't bite him, don't bite him. Our queen will not be happy. He must return to his house on his donkey. If he did it alone, we would have to accompany him in human form." It was the voice of the archangel Saint Gabriel that I already knew well. All the bees withdrew without hurting me, and I thanked the three archangels. Count Paul Beaver, a great friend and confidant of Father John Edward Lammy, tells us the following event. On Wednesday, November 19, 1924, at 5 minutes to 10 p.m., Father Lammy was very tired. I accompanied him with two lamps to his room. After he wished me a good night, I gave him a lighted lamp. At a quarter past 10, I was in bed and turned off the light. After 2 or 3 minutes, through the two doors, I began to hear animated conversation in his room. There are three men who are involved in the conversation, with different voices, which can be heard very well in the silence of the night. I sit on my bed. Father Lammy speaks from time to time with an interlocutor, whose voice is very manly and pleasant. I understand some syllables, but I don't understand what they say. By discretion, I do not want to go to the door to listen. The third speaker has a slightly less pleasant voice, but perfectly normal. I perfectly capture the voice of the three interlocutors who speak in French. Early the next day, I meet Father Lammy. On the way to church, I ask him, "Yesterday afternoon, you were talking to others. Were they angels?" He smiled at me and said, "It could be them. They are the consolation of the afternoon." During the day, he clearly answered me that the voices I heard were those of Saint Gabriel the Archangel and his guardian angel. And Father Lammy himself tells us, "The Archangel Saint Gabriel frequently comes to accompany me. He came on June 29, 1925. I was just praying the breviary and he spoke to me about heavenly things. When he comes, I give him messages for the Blessed Virgin. He doesn't answer me, but he smiles at me." If you could see the angels' respect for God and for the Blessed Virgin Mary, you would think a little more about respecting them. With what respect does the Archangel Saint Gabriel speak to the Blessed Virgin? He calls her queen and leans in, and she responds with a motherly tone. Father Lammy died on December 1, 1931 of a heart attack, after having entrusted his soul to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to Saint Gabriel the Archangel, his heavenly protectors. Litany to Saint Gabriel the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Saint Gabriel the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, who has manifested the divine visions to the prophet Daniel. Saint Gabriel, who appeared to Zechariah to announce the birth and the glorious ministry of his son, Saint John the Baptist. Saint Gabriel, who has been sent by God to the Blessed Virgin to announce the birth of the Savior. Saint Gabriel, who has brought to earth the name of Jesus. Saint Gabriel, you offer our prayers to the Most High. Saint Gabriel, special protector of chaste souls. Saint Gabriel, powerful guardian of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Gabriel, full of the strength of God. Saint Gabriel, messenger of God. Saint Gabriel, defender of the Christian faith. Saint Gabriel, perfect adorer of the divine word. Saint Gabriel, protector of the child and his mother. Saint Gabriel, Angel of Consecrated Virginity. Saint Gabriel, Protector of Communications and the Unity of Believers. Saint Gabriel, Angel of Humility. Saint Gabriel, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you have chosen the Archangel Saint Gabriel among all the angels to announce the mystery of the incarnation of your Son Jesus. Grant us, we ask you, to be able to enjoy his powerful intercession here on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.